bad writing is part of every writer's history. You know, that forced poem from the seventh grade, that corny love letter from college. You remember those, right? You're not alone. In fact, you're in very good company. This Thursday, members of the esteemed San Francisco Writers Grotto will stand up and read their worst writing in front of an audience. It's part of the annual Litquake Festival, and it's called Regretterature. KALW's Martina Castro went to last year's show and did some thinking about her own creative process. Here's Martina.
It's Wednesday night, and I'm at the Verdi Club in San Francisco. The show is sold out to a crowd of hipsters and glittering literati. I'm surrounded by high-pitched laughter and colorful cocktails. I feel like these people are somebody. Oh, shh, it's starting.
Guppy love. And why not guppies?
Oh, God. This is best-selling author Mary Roach. The guppies are from a column she wrote in her first job as a public information specialist at the SPCA.
And I'm going to skip ahead here to the last line because I have 600 words and I needed to wind it up fast and I didn't really know how to do it. And so here's what I wrote. So let's hear it for guppies. Thanks.
This is a piece of regretriture. Part literature, part stomach-sickening, face-wincing, skin-crawling regret. The kind of writing that, at a minimum, you should keep tucked away in your closet. That's where I keep mine. But it's better left deep under the house, collecting mold. Taking it out, reading it? Unthinkable. But that's exactly what 10 writers are doing in front of hundreds of people. Best-selling, reputable writers whose work you can read in publications like McSweeney's, Mother Jones, and the New York Times. Like Jeff Greenwald, who reads from his first book of poetry.
I realized there is no radio. The seals are singing to the vanishing evening, barking through a pain I could never understand.
And it gets worse.
The inscription inside the book, which I saw after I picked this book up at Green Apple in the late 1980s, and I'm going to read the inscription to you. I didn't make this up. To Mom and Dad, with all my love, Jeff Greenwald.
Yes, you heard right. His own parents couldn't bear to keep his book, so they sold it.
Man will chop. Man will kill. He'll leave no trees left standing still.
The agony goes on. Award-winning journalist Todd Oppenheimer reads from a poetry contest entry. And Katie Crouch reads from her Hello Kitty diary.
I'm almost 9. I have red hair and would be a good friend, if I must say so myself.
Melodrama oozes from personal journals like Julia Scott's.
It's even enough to know that I am living in the same lifetime. As he, let alone being in the same room.
Yep, this is truly embarrassing stuff. But the writers, they look relaxed, almost relieved to get a chance to read it out loud and laugh along with the audience at their former, less talented selves, almost as if to confess. But Julia Scott says she wasn't relieved until she left the stage. Precisely because those words used to be so meaningful.
Parenthetical thoughts and kind of convoluted thinking and you know, things that were deeply melodramatic. And you sort of don't know how it's going to come out until you say it. And you don't know whether the crowd is going to go along with you and find what you wrote so earnestly at age 20 hilarious.
But they did. People laughed until their sides hurt. And so did the writers, like Jeff Greenwald. He says in his line of work, you have to be able to laugh at yourself and be comfortable with humiliation.
You don't hear back from editors. You know, when you're lucky enough to get a rejection, it's always a disappointment. You write something that you think is wonderful, and then you hear back, well, this is great, but take all the good parts out. So it's sort of, you know, those of us who do this kind of work have kind of agreed to continually live that life. We must be getting something from it.
And the readers get something, too.
it's only when we sort of are really vulnerable that we're most accessible.
So all of this has me thinking about my writing. I write for radio. I wrote this very story you're hearing right now. And I could just end it right here. But I can see how you might think it's a little unfair of me to display other writers' worst work without sharing a little bit of my own. So I dug around and found a piece of my own regretriture, circa 1996. This is from my first book of poetry, and I use the term book lightly here. But anyway, here's a poem from my melodramatic days of age 14. Okay, here we go. It's titled Mortality. What is wrong with us today? Are we all too tired to play? Don't you feel? Don't you care? Do you understand? Do you dare? People die left and right, all through the day and all through the night. Do you think this can't happen to you? That tomorrow your life cannot be through? Well, it happens to everyone someday. We are all slowly but surely passing away. One day, everyone must die. Yet, most don't have a chance to say bye. Just remember how no one lives forever. Maybe then, your life, you can learn to treasure. Yours in regretriture, and just a little bit of regret. I'm Martina Castro for Cross Currents.